Hey, hello, and welcome to the second episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. If you're unfamiliar with this is the show where I teach you how to beat the system and get free stuff. Today, I will be discussing the hidden gem that is prepaid debit cards. Credit card companies like American Express, Visa, MasterCard, and many others offer these prepaid debit cards. You can find these at most stores in the gift card aisle, or you can order them online from their respective sites or on Amazon. These cards can function like a regular debit or credit card, and we will use that to our advantage. The first thing we're going to do is empty these cards by using them like you normally would, except leave at least a dollar on the card. I will get back to why. And then find your free trial that you want. For example, maybe you're sick of Spotify and other music streaming apps with their stupid systems. All you gotta do is sign up for the free trial, new account also, and use one of your empty prepaid cards as the debit or credit card they ask for. Of course, these trials will run out, and they will either try to charge you if you are not fast enough to cancel them, which if they charge you, you will be fine because there is no money on the card for them to take. Or you will have to make a new account. You can use the same gift card. As far as I've found, you can use the same gift card on as many accounts as you want. Like, I've done this with the streaming service called Tidal. They are an audiophile music streaming service. I have made over 13 accounts with the same card, and it has never failed. This trick also works with video streaming services. I've tested this with Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime to an extent, but the only thing it doesn't work on is Netflix. To get that to work requires a little bit of extra planning. This is what I was meaning about the $1. You will need to keep at least $1 on the card. That way, when Netflix checks the card for legitimacy to make sure it's an actual card, it'll go through. Because it'll temporarily charge your card $1 for 24 hours just to make sure it's real. And then they'll give the dollar back so you can do it again. However, I don't endorse illegal activities with prepaid cards. This is also helpful on the occasion you're trying to do something on the internet, and for some reason to verify your identity, they want you to put in their credit card information. Well, go ahead and give them the details to your empty prepaid card. It doesn't hurt you because there's no money on there. But before you go messing around, sometimes you will need to register a zip code to the card to make sure you can do online transactions. Check the back of the card to see what site you need to go to register your card. It'll be like vanillagift.com, something like that. And then to register the zip code, if you don't want to put in your actual zip code, something I highly recommend, which I typically do, is to use 10001. It's one and three zeros and another one. I do this because it's easy to remember, can't be traced back. And it just works well for me. If you're wondering, it's the zip code to New York, New York. As a special gift to all my listeners, if you don't already have a prepaid card you can use, or you can't go out and get one, I'll give you one. This one is completely empty, but can still be used for many services like Tidal. The numbers on the front, pull out your pad and pencil if you want to write this down, are 5164889099829855. This is a MasterCard, by the way. The card expires in March of 2028, and the CVV code is 723. So go out, go use that code, and have some fun beating the system.